I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We begin the program today in Russia, and a simple question. Who are all those people protesting in Moscow? This past weekend, they took to the streets by the tens of thousands. The protests were sparked by reports that Russia's parliamentary elections on December 4th were fraudulent. The Kremlin says the allegations are being investigated, but President Dmitry Medvedev seemed to dismiss the accusations today when he announced that the parliament elected through that vote will go ahead and convene next week. The protesters in Russia are largely white-collar and middle-class. That's according to Julia Yaffe. She's Moscow correspondent for Foreign Policy magazine.
Most of the people I spoke to had never come out to a protest before. There was one guy who said he worked at a large corporation. He wouldn't name which one. He was wearing a beautiful leather jacket, like a shirling leather jacket. Mm-hmm. And he was extremely well-versed in electoral law, in legislative law, and, you know, wanted his opinion to be taken into account. And he told me, I'm sick of being treated like an idiot, and I'm sick of the Kremlin spitting into my soul, which I thought was a particularly Russian expression.
Wow, spitting into my soul.
Mm. Yeah. This is an educated class of people. They follow the news. They follow politics online. They understand perfectly well what's going on. And when this kind of brazen election fraud happens, that's well documented on video, They say, like, you know, we can see everything. We're not idiots. Don't then come out there and say that the elections were perfectly fine.
Are these people who want into the current system or who want a new system altogether?
I think these are people, for the most part, who want the law to be obeyed. They also want some reforms to the law that allow parties that would represent their interests to register. There are several hurdles for a party to get registered, to run an election, to be listed on a ballot, for a candidate to be listed, for example, to run for president. He or she has to gather 2.5 million signatures, and then they have to be tightly vetted to make sure there are no fake names or dead people on there, etc. I think people are calling for that to be loosened up so that people who represent them run.
How does this crowd contrast then with the demographic that turns up for the rallies for the ruling United Russia Party? I mean, they had a rally yesterday called Glory to Russia to celebrate Constitution Day. Pretty different?
Very different. Those rallies are usually populated with young people who are either bussed in from the provinces and, you know, given money to come there for the day, or schools cancel their classes and herd their students out there. Yesterday, they had a hard time doing even that. And if you look at the videos from the two competing rallies, the difference is very striking. For example, at Saturday's rally, again, it was a diverse crowd. I mean, in addition to the large contingent of this middle class, there were also nationalists, they were leftists, there were anarchists, and everybody was in a good mood and standing next to each other and being polite and happy and talking to each other. At the other rally, there's another video that's been going around the Russian internet, is a reporter coming up to these protesters and asking them, why are they here? Most people won't answer. Some of them barely speak Russian. They're migrant workers from Central Asia who say, and when they're asked why they're there, they say, you know, our bosses made us come out here.
So this apparently motivated middle class that we've been seeing last weekend in Moscow, for example, these protesters, is this the middle class that Putin built now turning against him?
It's not so much that he built them, but he did preside over a period of prosperity over the last 11 years as oil and commodity prices have skyrocketed, and that has trickled down. Whether or not he's provided that, he's provided some modicum of stability. You know, you can debate whether or not that's his doing, but it has benefited this middle class. At the same time, the slogan of stability only goes so far, right? Once you're no longer worrying about your next paycheck or, you know, being able to afford gasoline to put in your car, you start thinking about other things. This is what this class of people have been doing, especially because a lot of them travel abroad. A lot of them are online a lot. Russians are the most active users of social networks in the world.
So if this is kind of a traveling class, if you will, what do these protesters make of Western democracy? Do they see it as a model for them?
This is a class of people that, in my experience, has kind of fetishized the West before. This has been the class of people that's been emigrating, either completely leaving the country or acquiring, just-in-case, second citizenships. They also turned out to vote en masse abroad in cities like London and Kiev and Helsinki. These are people recognizing that there's something that can be done at home, too, that you don't need to start from scratch and build everything anew, that you need to reform the system in a comprehensive, competent way.
Is the Kremlin in a mood to compromise with this group?
Doesn't seem like it. The Kremlin seems to be either in total panic, denial. They're throwing some scraps here and there. You know, they're still trying to lean on the media. They're still trying to bus out these Nashi, these pro-Kremlin youth groups to rallies. They're still using these old tricks, which indicates them to me that they don't quite understand what's going on, that they think that this will lose steam and fizzle out if they just, you know, hammer at their message hard enough.
Yesterday, Russian billionaire Mikhail Prokhorov, he actually owns the New Jersey Nets, among other things, he held a press conference announcing that he would run for the presidency of Russia in March. Regardless of whether this announcement is stage managed by the powers that be in Russia, as some have speculated, is Prokhorov likely to have any appeal to the protesters?
I think he does. I think, you know, he was given an existing liberal right-leaning party to run over the summer. The white-collar middle class that he was supposed to cater to was very skeptical of him and said he's just a Kremlin project. After that party jumped the rails and after he very publicly and loudly quit, he gained some credibility. And so you're hearing people say now that even if this is in some way stage managed, he's still a credible candidate. He's better than nothing. Because a lot of the signs at Saturday's protests were saying that we're not revolutionaries. This is not a revolution.
Mm. Julia Yaffe, Foreign Policy Magazine's Moscow correspondent, speaking with us from Moscow. Julia, thanks a lot.
Thank you.